and Samach from Beis Rashi, the Ramaskal Omer of Idi. Yeah. And when so he finishes saying brachas, we'll be able to continue. Amar Vidi, any little different avias. Sir Vidi said about Rabbi Shimon Levi that what he said is, you know, he just like it's like the word which he gave from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Nois and Talmud Dvar, without giving any explanation. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi the Dvar Mahalalu, that Rabbi Shimon Levi said this. We love the Gemiri Luhu Mirabe, Lahabe Amar Ki Hai Milsa Beloi Time. So he's learning it, where Rashi learns it's not that it's a complaint, just telling you a fact. It's obviously that he must have had a masurah to such a statement, because we don't understand why it should be so. It must be he had a masurah. Amarava, umayin neviyusei, what is this like that he, you're saying like he got it from nowhere, so it must be he had a masurah. It's a fair shemishna, tarayot tzanoni, b'masnisim, they're both in our mishna. That's your gedolah. So you still had ear katana b'sechal payim. We have some earin v'holchan leilach derech katana. So the people of the large city go and walk through the small city. So mahalchan is called ear katana hasmuchal, and they can walk through the whole small city and onwards. Mahalchan is kulach dal ramas. What it means to say the bishop, the point of the mission says we deal with the city as if it's just four ramas. Moshiv and midos and chutzulon, and we extend the rest of the tchum beyond the city. How do I know it means that? That you just look at the city as being four amas. If we say the measure of the city is subtracted from the total, it's part of the calculation. So obviously, it's a mishnah. You know, you're allowed to walk 2,000 amas. If you walk through a forest, you walk through a forest. Who cares? Obviously, you say you walk through a city and it counts at the 2,000 amas. So my also shemina pshita that al paim yochel halachik. That's obvious. He can walk to 2,000 amos. But vein anchi er katanim halchem esel gadol lo kula kadalat amos. You can't walk through the whole city as if it was dalat amos. If isher er oilo luhubim made a satchumim, because a large city is subtracted for the cashier of the school. So what's the difference? The difference is that this one extends the tchum extends beyond the city. Then when we count the city as 4 amos. And this one, its tchum does not extend beyond the city, so therefore we don't count it as only dalat amos. So that was what Rishu Malevi's did. Rishu Ravidi Domer Adibrei Nevuah Hay. So Ravidi, who felt that this what Rishu Malevi said was not in the Mishnah, he felt it was just like a masara without a source or without an obvious source. Answer is Ashi Ashi Ketonim B'Masisi. He has the same thing said in both. Mahalchan, that you could be Mahalchan. So what does that mean? What's the mission telling me, Mahalchan? So you go to the house. So what's it telling me? No. It's in the city. You put it in the city. So Mahalchan is kula, which means that Sheriff Kadol, they call it Ir Kadalat Amos. If you put the Arab in the city, the whole city is Dalat Amos. That's the point of the Mishnah. Kilu Shavas Susham, as if he was, just same way, if you sit in the city of the Chadkilu. We say that the Tchum is measured outside of the city, and the whole city counts like Dalat Amos. So if you put your Arab Tchum of Pass, or whatever, in that city, you get the same thing. That's the Kiddush of the Mishnah. So the gears of him is that the Anshik Ir Gedola and the Anshik Ir Katana could do the same thing. V'rova Tony ain't Anshik, because the Omer L'kamon, Manda Tony ain't Anshik L'mishtamish. So there's two versions had in the Mishnah. So this version, the Mishnah is talking about that you're placing it there. Avol Moideh Ikhusir, how much you measure beyond the city. Above the ear, you're measuring beyond the city, you arrive in a city. The mission does not give any indications, any difference if your 2,000 amas ended in the middle of the city or beyond the city. That the mission doesn't discuss. So that's the Rinevius then, in Rishu Malevi's part. Okay, for the Merkasha, so we're in the Gemara. 5 lines down. Beloy. The Gemara said, Lemoy did Lutzanan. The Mishnah did not discuss how to measure. Beloy, really? Not? What's it on? Lemoy did Shamu, Nashin Lapai Mamba. The last line of that Mishnah, it's Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud. The last line says, when you measure, then you get 2,000 amas, even if the Sefer Midosah is called a Bemorah. If the Sefer Midosah is called a Bemorah, you're in a Ma'orah, which is an enclosed area, and your 2,000 amas ends halfway through this cave, so you stop there. So the Mishnah does say that even though you're in an enclosed area, it ends there. So the same thing with the city. So that's what Shimon Levi is saying. If it's b'amsahir, there's a limit. My answer is sefer eretzichulei deloy sinan. Shimon Levi, the other point was, but however the measure reaches the end of the city or beyond, then the city only counts a talad amos. That you don't see in the Mishnah. That was Shimon Levi's elements of Kiddush, which Ravidi said, where'd that come from? Oru Nachman, Mandatani Anshe Lomishtabish, Mandatani Ein Anshe Lomishtabish. Whether you have a gears in the Mishnah of the Anshe Ir Katana, or Mahalchimus Kola Ir Kadolo, or you have the gears of the Anshe, that the Ein Anshe Ir Katana Mahalchimus Kola Ir Kadolo, whether you have either gears that you have is correct, the Namishtabish is not a mistake. How so? I mean, those two things seem to disagree. So the answer is, Mandatory Anshi, which means that they could do it, Lomishtabish, the Mukulab and Noisin. They'll learn the case of the Mishnah was you put the Erev in the from the people from the small city, put the Erev in the large city, they get the whole large city like Dalai Lama. So for they may walk through the whole Irgadarla if they put the Erev in the Gadarla. Mandatory Ain Anshe. So in a case where they did not put it in the larger one, they put it outside the larger one, and now they're walking through the larger one, so they have to stop in the middle. So they could walk, they cannot walk through the whole thing. It's somehow they're measuring as they're walking. They're in the place of Arab somewhere else, and now they're walking into the city, measuring how far they can go. That you get, I don't care how large the city that you place it in, but that's an enclosed area. You put your Arab there, you get that whole area like Dalai Lama, and then you measure 2,000 amas beyond that. That's your Rashi. Ula Moide.
Hello, good morning.
A person who's measuring Mimakim Shisasa from the place where he made his Shisa, and he's measuring from there 2,000 Amas, by Mimakim Eruva, or from where he placed his Erev, Shamu, Litulay Apayim, you get 2,000 Amas, and Yosef Midas Apayim Kola Bimora. Mishnah says, even if that ends in the middle of the cave, well, you cut us Mimakim Eruva, you can't go beyond 2,000 Amas. I'm a kosim midas bechatzi year, tanan the other midas year. That the case where his measuring ends in the middle of the city, so whatever the size of the city is calculated towards the total of your tchum. Mind of use. So what are you saying that he said something like without a source? So my answer is Rav Shulman Levi Lashminan. Rav Shulman Levi told us the chiddush all the way around. The hechad the kosim midas b'sefer year. I have a kol year kedalat amos. The Lord's an law. That the mission didn't say. That's the Shmuel Levi's Kiddush. That's what Rabbi Rabban said. That's what Rabbi said. That where that what was the source for that? Must be had a Masur. That you put it there. If you put it inside there, like the mission says, Vayter. If you put it in there, you get the whole city. The people from the large city leave their city, go towards a small city, which is a city is small enough that their 2,000 amas will extend beyond the city. Means the city is absorbed in the 2,000 amas. For example, that the small city is 1,000 amas away from the large city. And that small city is 1,000. Simhachos kula kedalad amas. You walk through the whole city like dalad amas. Mashlim and elav chutzalah. You can then finish off the rest of the 1,000 beyond that. You walk 1,000 till you reach the city. The city counts like 4 amas. And you walk another 996 beyond the city. But they're also 1,000 amas away. So they walk 1,000 amas, they reach a large city. They can't count the whole city like dalad amas and then walk beyond it another 996. Because we ask Malpayim, the city itself is already 2,000 amas wide. So Hovein Kula Nivlas Malpayim Shalhen, since the whole city is not absorbed in the 2,000 amas. Other land, b'minas ha'tchum, it counts towards the measure of the tchum. It doesn't allow be'elav. They only go enter 1,000 amas inside. This is the farsha, but also with noisei nirubet sur metzavochitani. By the Mishnah discusses a case of noisei. The Mishnah is discussing a case of noisei, and also a case of moedet. Okay. Nudin. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rami Bar Abba, Amar Rav Huna. Ish Yishev is Al-Svas HaNachal. There's a city which is placed near a valley. Over here, some learned in according to Rashi, that there was water in it. It was like, meant like a Nachal, meaning a Nachal can be used to refer to a place of water. It can also refer to just means a depression on the ground. What? Either one, whether there's water there or not. So let's assume that there's no water there. Okay, so this over here, but there's a steep incline on one side of the city. So he says, we had before, but the people live in tents. We don't count that they measure their tchum not from the edge of the city, but from the edge of their house, because we look at that as a diras haroi. So if you have a whole group of people who live right on the edge of the steep incline, if you don't create some type of a retaining wall to protect the people from retaining themselves, not retaining the right, some type of a wall there for safety, people are not going to be comfortable walking there. So it ends up as if it was a temporary dwelling. So you can't measure from the edge of the city; you measure from your house. It's to be the equivalent of living in tents for this purpose. It's not a safe place to walk, so that can't be considered part of the city. So if there's a wall there which is 4 amas tall, so that creates a safety net. So then you can measure from there 2,000 amas and onwards. If not, you measure from your home.
Where's there? The wall or the house?
From the wall. If the wall
becomes a safety, that becomes it.
So then that extends the city.
Right.
Otherwise, each person will measure from their house.
Measure from your house in that direction only, or in all
directions?
Correct. And then 4 amot tall instead of Aswan Tfachin?
Correct. We're going to get there.
Okay.
So Amalei Abaya.
What for?
Amos tall. Amalei Abaya, Daka Arba Amos and Martelon. Although, so you said it was 4 amas tall. So Maishnam called Daki the Alma, the Arboa. We had before, we mentioned the idea of having a Daka in front of the case where there is the ladder. The Daka was 4 Tvachim high. It's a symbolic type of thing. He says, the Mor says, Amalei Hosim loy be'isa tashmishta, hocha be'isa tashmishta. It's be'isa is trembling. There's no fear to use it. Over here, there's a fear to use it, so you don't create something which will create confidence to go there. It's not considered a safe place. So, Rabbi Yosef, where did I get this idea from? The Tanya, we learned it in a Tosefta and a Braisa. it says Hitter Rebbe. Rebbe permitted Shu Bnei. There's two cities: the city Geder or Gader, and the city Chamson. They're right next to each other. And Rebbe was allowed Bnei Geder yard in the Chamson, Bnei Chamson early in the Geder. So they were both on the side of a mountain, and Bnei Geder was higher. The Geder was higher than Chamson, so he allowed the Bnei Geder to go down to the Bnei Chamson. He didn't allow the Bnei Chamson to go up to the Bnei Geder. Now they're both the same distance. So what's the pshat? My time. What's the difference? Why can they not go this way? They can go this way. The answer is that there's another requirement in these type of situations. You must have some type of a device which creates safety, and they had such a thing. They didn't have such a thing.
What's the danger for Bnei Chamson that they're going to fall up?
Maybe it was wrong. So it means it's in all directions. They lose the status of a city. So they didn't make a dock on their south, on their lower side. They can't go up either. Not a city. So they can go from their own individual homes. They can't go from the edge of the city because they're not a city. Because they didn't create the protective elements that they need for the lower side. It doesn't allow them to measure themselves as a city on the upper side. On the lower, their lower side, they need to create a dock. They're both inside of a mouth.
So if Thompson is here.
No, Thompson is here and Getter is here. So Thompson needs to put something on the bottom of their side.
Thompson is here on the
but not on the bottom.
Do we know? The Gemara doesn't say it's not at the bottom.
But that's what they're saying. That's the case. Look at the picture here, Rashi.
Yeah, Thompson is at the bottom of the slope.
No, it's not. No, I made a picture.
Mine it is.
Mine, it's down the bottom.
The bottom, right?
Yeah.
Not in mine.
It doesn't matter what the picture says. It matters
that's the case of the Gemara.
It matters what the text says.
Right, that's worse. And they needed a dock on the lower side, and they didn't do it.
Where is this? Oh, maybe I haven't gotten to that line yet.
The Gemara says, behind the law of a dock, they didn't do it. They didn't make a dock. I mean, they needed one. Obviously, they needed one. There's no need for one. It's not relevant.
That they didn't make the dock on the downside in place of making it on the upside.
No, because what do you gain by making a dock on the upside?
So if the town is at the bottom of the slope, what do you gain by making a dock on?
You don't need a dock if it's on the bottom of the slope. It's a bad picture.
Okay.
I'm not responsible for the bad picture. Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
It's on the slope here.
Yes.
Okay. So that's what you suggest. So since the bottom of Thompson on its lower end did not make a daka, so it loses the status of a city. So then each person measures from their pesa base, so going up also, and therefore they couldn't reach the upper city. Maybe the person at the uppermost house in the city could reach the upper city, but in general, the people of the city couldn't reach the upper city.
Well, I guess they have to be close enough to get there. It's cold wood.
It's from its dock, it would be 2,000.
Right, would encompass all of Thompson within its 2,000.
Or he meant they were allowed to enter as far as they were allowed to enter. Because Rav Dimi says no. That wasn't the issue. The issue was nothing to do at all with Tchum. The problem was a totally different issue. That there was a state of belligerence between the two cities. That Tatrugi Metatrugi Lahu Bnei Geder Lebnei Chamson. So he didn't allow Bnei Chamson to go to Bnei Geder because what happened was every time they went there, they got beaten up. Okay, my hitter doesn't mean he allowed. It's Hiskin. He made a takana for Sholem purposes that they shouldn't be going there. So Morris says, yeah, okay, good. So now when the Bnei Geder walk into Bnei Chamson, they might have to beat them up. But he did this only on Shabbos. Morris says, the Shechir was Shechir. People would get potentially more They drank more on Shabbos, so there was more dangerous. When the Bnei Geder would go to into Bnei Chamsa, they'd also beat them up. No, a dog outside of its own city doesn't bark for 7 years. They're much more comfortable to beat somebody up in their own city than they go somewhere else.
The problem
is Bnei Geder. Bnei Geder were aggressive. It's the Bnei Chamsa. So they're more aggressive when they're at home than when they're visiting the other city. Moore says, well, if they become meek and passive, so Hashadami Mitajigil Bnei Chamsa, they get her. So now the opposite will happen. The Moore says, no, Kuli Hai Lukai for that. That's not going to happen. They're not going to be that meek. So that's a totally different issue. That's Rav Dimi's answer. Okay, so Rav Safra gives a different answer to this issue. That the case over here was that the case was that one of them was shaped like a regular city, and one of them was shaped like a keshes. Now, there's Mechilas Yeshayim, which one? So Rashi learns that Chamsin was shaped like a keshes, and from one end of the keshes to the other end of the keshes, there was more than 4,000 amos. So then you don't get the having the idea of counting from the yeser. So the Bnei Geder was. They can go into Chamsa because they measure from their chayma. What happened with this last? I'm trying to figure this out last time. 1 second. So, if here's Geder, and here's Chamsin, and Chamsin is shaped like a keshes, and this is more than 4,000 amos. So we measure from the keshes, from the top of the keshes. So Rashi adds over here, we measure kolechem mipesa beisay. Is if they wouldn't have any wall around the city at that point in time. So not only do they lose the idea of having measuring from the yeser, but they don't have a mile of a city for that purpose. Now that was a chiddush which you didn't see before. That's what Rashi learns over here. So.
That's closer or farther? The yes
would be the closer part? The yes would be the closer part. It would be the string. We don't measure from the string because it's too wide apart to have it as if there's a string. So then you measure from the bow. When we say you measure from the bow, so the bow, the city can be, you know, there's depth to it. But each person measures when we pass the base of Rashi says. Not from if there's no wall around the city, so then each person measures when we pass the base, so visibly going in that direction. So Bnei Geder, which are regular city, they get 2,000 amos from their wall, and they can go in as far as they can go in. The person who's at this end of the bow, even though 2,000 amos reaches this end, but they can't go into Geder because from their end they measure past the base, so they can't reach into the city. Okay, that's Rav Safra's shot. Rav Dimi Bar Chinan Omar, Ashir Gedolu, Ashir Katana Havoy, that the relationship was such. That Geder was a large city, and Chamsin was a small city, and that's the din of Rav Shimon Levi, which we had before. So he allowed the Bnei Geder to go through the city of Chamsin and onwards, because their 2,000 amas included the city. And he did not allow the Bnei Chamsin to go into Geder beyond where the 2,000 amas reached, and therefore they had a limit how far they could go. Okay, fine. So Rav Kana Masni Hachi, Rav Kana that had this version of Rav Dimi, Rav Safra said the case was a city shaped like a cashews. And Rav Dimi Rechinino said the case was a large city and a small city. That's how Rav Safra has these two pshatim. That's what Rav Kana has these two pshatim. But Rav Tavyumi Masni Hachi, Rav Tavyumi presents these two explanations in the following version. That we have Rav Safra, Rav Dimi Rechinino, so he has the two explanations, but he didn't attribute clearly which one said which. As opposed to Rav Kana's version, there's a clear attribution to who said which one said which. Okay, let's see Rashi. Svas hanachal is omak, it's deep. What happened on the page? If there's a wall which is 4 amas tall, from the edge of the nachal you measure. Where the edge of the wall is, you measure like any other city. In Lav, given the Be'isa Tashmitayu, since it's not a comfortable place to do things, Lahabi Yishuv Kavua, it's like it's not established settlement there. Pablo Kiyoshi Tzrifin, it's like the case of the people live in tents. In Marna Cholech, let me pass a base. Each person only gets from his doorstep. Daka Dalad Amas, he said, yes, you said Dalad Amas. Ashabina Minoch, that's what you said. But I would like to ask, time am I? Why is that? Time my shnah. We call daki da alma the sagaluk because arba tvochim. We get a bird of the ale, gavim repesit. So for now, daka dalad. Over there is a daka of dalad. The case of the repesit with the little daka, we said it's for tvochim tall. Okay, so where did I get it from? The story with the rebbe. Lav mishum. It wasn't of a daka. Getter bechamsin yoshin behar b'shipu. Getter the malah bechamsin the mat. Getter is higher and bechamsin is lower. So both of them need a daka on their lower end. Each one was within 2,000 amas of the other one. They could go in. Lami shum the bnei geder over daka. If you call your shvach kasheroitz and levis lechamsin, maskin limnoi so limdu mechay moser l'tzad chamsin. They measure from that wall towards chamsin because they're a city. Kashar yor is like any other city. Bnei chamsin kulam uvlas betruman. So that allows them to go into the city of chamsin. But bnei chamsin loy over daka l'shipul. They didn't put a daka on their lower end. The fichu lo havi ear. They're not considered a city. So they have to measure from their home. So it comes out. If Elishib and Goivon, Hakraven, Mesechel, Paim, Legeder, Makula, Mavlas, Meskuman, Nichlotzel, and Lakula. So the people on the upper end of Chamsa can go into the city of Geder. Well, Imho, Yoshua, Beshipula, the people on the lower end of Chamsa, and I don't know, they can't go into Geder. They would have a limit how far they couldn't how far they could go in. But how do you know b'negeder l'chamsin? Makin v'hergen or you b'negeder l'chamsin? Some people change the gears to makin v'choyftin. They would hit them. More says, okay, have you also been together the chamsin? Now me mitachir guluhu been together the chamsin. They'll attack them over there. The more says, no, they're more docile when they're out of their city. The more says, well, then maybe the opposite should happen. No. Kuli hai vadi lo kaifilu. The Benegetter, even though they tame their aggressiveness, they don't become meek to the point that they're in danger of being attacked by Bnei Chamsin. Filbal Messiah, lichikulu hu Bnei Chamsin. The Bnei Chamsin are not going to be able to attack them when they come there. Yerzer Kikesh is a boy. Chamsin was shaped like a bow. Ubein or Beir Shal, Yerzer Minalot. Allah, it's more than 4,000 amas. Amrinim Beresh Pirkin, Mudd Lamina Keshes. they measure from the kesher is called echad mipesah beisah. So Rashi adds over here is that scenario we measure mipesah beisah not from the city, from no city wall. The yesher shalom of the tzad geder, but the bow is facing towards geder. So they measure from their wall. All of Chamson is within the 2,000 amos on the wall of Geder. But the Mechamson who live in the Keshes part, they reach the first end of Geder. They can't go any further. Geder Ir Gedolah Kesherlon Mechamson the Geder. Geder was larger, so Kolsim Yedosim Mechatzir, they would only be able to go partially into the city. Mechamson Yerketan is a small city, because Yerodin Lobin Geder, Kolsim Yedosim Mechatzir, a year. They would be able to walk through the whole city of Chamson, all of it being contained in their tchum. Come Rebbe. Shubin Geder, Yerodin Lechamson, Leos Lehen Kulon Kedalan Amos, he's allowed to go through the whole city as if it's Dalan Amos. Mashim Lehen as a shar, then they continue beyond it. I will get her early with the Chamson and meet us at Tchum. But together, the B'nai Chamson come together, they can't do that, and they have to measure 2,000 amos and go as far as they can in the city and not further. He says explicitly which that each one said a specific explanation, but that Rav Tav Yermi had it that the both two of them said explanations. We're not sure which one said which. Okay.